Governor Phil Scott this weekend announced that he's running for re-election in November. The Republican has served four terms. Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel talked to Scott this morning about the reasons why he's seeking another term in office.
In your re-election press release, you said that you're running again to bring some balance back to the state house because the Democrats have supermajorities in both the House and the Senate. And you've certainly identified a number of issues where you disagree with the Democrats' approach. Was there a tipping point for you? Was there an issue where you said to yourself, okay, that's it. I really do need to run again?
You know, it's just at the frantic end of this session, the chaotic end of the session was something that I've never experienced. And I thought, this is different. And we need to pay attention because we're putting Vermonters at risk. So that's when I finally came to the conclusion that I need to run.
So they sent you a yield bill which sets that property tax rate, I think, at 13.8%. Is it pretty clear you're going to veto that bill?
Well, they got it. I think they, when they were down to 12.5%, the Senate had proposed passed out of their body. I thought that was too much. Then they negotiated it up to 13.8%, which puts it even further out of reach. So, from my standpoint, just that alone is enough for me to veto it.
Do you expect to be negotiating with the Democrats over this issue between now and the veto session, which will take place in the middle of June?
I certainly hope so. I think that there's a number of areas where we can find middle ground, and I'm willing to do that. And I think that it would be it behoove us to get together and at least talk about it. So I'm planning on doing that. I know the morning that of adjournment, the speaker, when I went up to get my address, had said we should get together sometime soon, and I said absolutely. So I'm hopeful that we can do that and at least agree to disagree and find a path forward.
As I mentioned earlier, you've talked about working to have more balance at the State House. Are you going to be actively recruiting candidates to run for the State House? And would that include moderate Republicans and Democrats?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working. I'm just continuing to work to identify and support candidates. And as I've said before, they don't have to be Republicans. So I'm also working to support independents. Even pragmatic Democrats who want to be part of the middle, the moderate centrists of the world, Democrats like Bobby Starr or my good friend and mentor, Dick Mazza.
How do you account that in 2022, voters in Vermont gave the Democrats supermajorities at the State House, and they also elected you by a wide margin? Is there a message there?
You know, I don't believe collectively Vermonters voted for a supermajority. I think they were voting for people who they were comfortable with. And I think that's what happens. Everyone, you know, knows their House rep or senator and likes them and is comfortable and so forth. And then they get elected.
So given that issue that you're addressing there, that people are voting for their local representatives and maybe not thinking about them as being part of the supermajority, how do you address that in the November election?
Well, I think they have to look a little bit more deeper into to what their voting habits are. Did they vote for a 13.8% increase? Did they vote for a payroll tax? Did they vote for a 20% increase in DMV fees? Did they vote to override my vetoes that would make Vermont, you know, over my concern about affordability? Did they override what I thought was the right thing to do? So I think we just have to make it clear. I think that we're going to ask for voters to take a look at what the voting record is of the person they're supporting.
As you know, former Governor Howard Dean is considering running again this year. What are your thoughts about a race with Dean?
You know, I have a lot of respect for Governor Dean. In fact, when I was first elected and having no idea what was going on, anything to do with politics and so forth, he was governor. And I spoke to him a few times. He was very, very kind to me. And we talked about racing or some other things. And he was just interesting to talk with. So I have a great deal of respect for him. But I would say, he's a fiscal conservative as well. You remember the old adage, this isn't your father's Oldsmobile. Well, this isn't the Democratic Party Governor Dean remembers. This is different. And I think he would find that challenging. So again, I don't make my decisions on who's running and who's not. I make my decisions on what I think is best for Vermont. And I don't think having a supermajority plus a governor in the executive branch who is part of that supermajority makes for a better Vermont.
You know, in his press release earlier this month, Dean talked about the toxic atmosphere at the State House. He referred to it as, quote, poisonous. And then he went on to praise the legislature for tackling major issues that have been put off for a year. It seems like he's making you out to be part of the problem.
Well, I would beg to differ. I think I'm part of the solution. I think we need more moderate centrists running for office, and hopefully we'll be successful. We'll all be successful come November.
Governor Scott, thank you very much for taking the time to do this interview.
Thanks very much, Bob.